السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن نبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه وأعد لهم جنات تجري تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا ذلك الفوز العظيم. وفي حديث ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال: إن الله نظر في قلوب العباد فوجد قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم خير قلوب العباد، فاصطفاه لنفسه فابتعثه برسالته، ثم وجد في قلوب العباد بعد قلب محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فوجد قلوب أصحابه خير قلوب العباد، فجعلهم وزراء نبيه يقاتلون عن دينه. رواه أحمد. My most respected brothers and elders in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer and provider. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most powerful. Nothing in this dunya happens without the permission of Allah. Each and every single thing around us glorifies Allah, but you and I cannot comprehend its glorification. May peace and salutations be upon the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon him, upon his companions, and upon his family till the day of Qiyamah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's planning is very distinctive and unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses whatever he wants, whoever he wants, however he wants, whenever he wants, from all the planets, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose this earth. And from all the malaika, from the billions and billions of malaika, Allah chose Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. And from all the months, the 12 months in a year, Allah chose Shahru Ramadan, the month of Ramadan. And from all the days in a week, Allah chose the day of Jumu'ah. And from the billions and billions of human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the 124,000 anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam. And from the 124,000 anbiya alayhimu salam, Allah chose 5 anbiya. And Allah referred to these 5 anbiya by calling them Ulul Azm. Men of power, men of might, men of determination. And these were Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And from all these 5 anbiya ulul azam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And then Allah doesn't tell Muhammad that, "Oh Muhammad, I made you the best of all prophets, that you are the noblest of prophets." Not only does Allah tell him that you are the best of prophets, Allah says that you are the best of creation that I've ever created. When it came to the turn of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and Ismail and Ilyas and the other prophets, Allah says, "Wasalamun ala Ibrahim." Peace be upon Ibrahim. Allah says, peace be upon Ismail, peace be upon Nuh, peace be upon Ilyas alayhi salatu wasalam, wa salamun ala Ilyasin. But when it came to the turn of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. That indeed Allah and His malaika, His angels, يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. They send blessings upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it does not stop there. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, that, oh, you have also brought iman. صَلُّ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. I am commanding you also to send salat and salam upon Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of everything. Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of everything. When it came to his deen, Allah says, أَلْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. That today I perfected your deen for you. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا. And I am happy with Islam as a religion for you. When it came to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, that I gave you the best of nations. Allah gave Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best of nations. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ, that you are the best of nations. When it came to the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the poet says, وَشَقَّ لَهُ مِنْ إِسْمِهِ لِيُجِلَّهُ فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودُ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدُ. That the possessor of the arsh, he split a part of his name for his beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the possessor of the arsh is Mahmud. He is the praised one. And this is Muhammad, the praiseworthy. Both of them share the same root letters. When it came to the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. I gave you the best akhlaq. You are on the best, the sublime akhlaq, the greatest akhlaq. When it came to the city of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, هَذِهِ طَيْبَ أَسْكَنَنِيهَا رَبِّي عَزَّ وَجَلْ. That this is طَيْبَ. طَيْبَ is another name for Al-Madinatul Munawwara. That this is طَيْبَ, this is Medina. My Lord Allah has chosen for me to reside in this city. And when it came for the companionship of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah chose for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best company, the company of Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in. The company of Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ. He says that Allah looked into the hearts of His servants. فَوَجَدَ قَلْبَ مُحَمَّدٍ. And Allah found the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the best of all hearts, to be the best of all the servants. فَاصْطَفَاهُ لِنَفْسِهِ. Then Allah chose him for himself, that you are my Habib, you are my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَابْتَعَثَهُ بِرِسَالَتِهِ. And then Allah made him his final prophet for his message. And then he says, ثُمَّ نَظَرَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْعِبَادِ بَعْدَ قَلْبِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. That after looking into the heart of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah looked into the hearts of his ummatis. Allah looked into the hearts of his ummah. And Allah found, فَوَجَدَ قُلُوبَ أَصْحَابِ. Allah found the hearts of his sahaba to be the best of hearts. So Allah chose them, the sahaba radiallahu anhum, to be the wuzara. To be the wuzara of his Nabi, the custodians of his Nabi, the custodians of the deen of his Nabi, who defend, yuqatiluna an deeni, who defend the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very blessed. And we can see that whatever and whoever came into contact with Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also became mubarak, became blessed. What was Al-Madinatul Munawwara? Al-Madinatul Munawwara only gained its significance after coming into contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salah in the masjid of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a riwayah, in a narration of Ibn Majah, it is mentioned that performing salah, the thawab for performing salah in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi is multiplied by 50,000 times. Why? Because Al-Masjid al-Nabawi is the masjid of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِي وَمِنْبَرِي مَا بَيْنَ قَبْرِي وَمِنْبَرِي رَوْضَةٌ مِنْ رِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ. That between my qabr and between my minbar there is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. is a piece of land, which is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. Subhanallah, this piece of land becomes a garden from the gardens of Jannah when it comes in contact with Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It also becomes blessed, it becomes fortunate. I ask you, my dear brothers, that dead piece of land, that dead piece of land becomes a garden from the gardens of Jannah. One could imagine those hearts that were brimming with iman, those hearts that were pumping with iman. What did they become after coming into contact with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The hearts of the Sahaba, they became radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. That Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were no ordinary people. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were high ranking people, they were high level people. They were distinguished people. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, you know, in every society, in every mujtama, in every society, you find the outcast, the dropout, the failure. But in the society of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, there was no dropout. There was no outcast. There was no failure. There was no underperformer. Each and every Sahabi, that is why in hadith it is mentioned, Ashabi kan nujum, that my Sahaba are like shining stars. فَبِأَيِّهِمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ Whichever of my Sahaba you follow, you will be rightly guided. Whichever of my Sahaba you follow, you will be rightly guided. In the 29th para of the Quran, there's a verse, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينِ Allah says that we beautified السَّمَاءُ الدُّنْيَا. Allah beautified the sky. Allah adorned the sky with lamps. And these masabih refer to stars. Under the tafsir of this verse, the famous Mufassir Qatada, the Mufassir, the Muhaddith, he says that there are three functions of the stars. He says that there are three functions of the stars. And the first function of the stars is that the stars serve as a zina, serve as an adornment for the sky. And the second function of the stars is that the stars, they serve as a protection. The stars, they serve as a defensive system for the sky against the shayateen who would eavesdrop on the conversations of the malaika. These stars would shoot them. And the third function of the stars is that they serve as alamat, yuhtada biha fil barri wal bahri. They are signs for the traveler, for the sailor to navigate to his direction. So he says, just as the stars serve as a zina, the first function, just as the stars serve as a zina for the sky, serve as an adornment for the sky, he says the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are an adornment for the people of this earth. Why? Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that my Sahaba are like stars. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam likened these Sahaba to stars. And the second function, just as the stars serve as a protection for the skies, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they are a protection for the people of this earth. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is reported to have said in a hadith that my Sahaba are amana. They are protectors. When there's no Sahaba, atakum ma tu'adun. Then what you are promised of fitan, this fitan will attack you. It will surely attack you when there's no more Sahaba. Atakum ma tu'adun. And then he says, just as the stars serve as alamat for the sailor and for the traveler to navigate to his direction, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum are our navigators to Jannah. That if we follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and if we emulate their lifestyle, we would find our tariq, our path to Jannah. And if we go against the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, then فَلْيَتَبَوَّ مَقَعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ Then one should prepare his abode in Jahannam. That is why we are Ahlu Sunnah, min Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we are from the people who follow the Sunnah and the Jama'ah, the group, the party. Which group is meant? The party of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in and our pious predecessors. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, no person can ever equal or match the levels of any of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One person comes to Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi, and he says to him, tell me, am Muawiyatu radiyallahu an afdal, am Umar ibn Abdul Aziz? He says, tell me that, is Muawiyah radiyallahu an better, or is Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi alayhi better? Is Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu better, or is Umar bin Abdul Aziz better? Subhanallah, look at the response of Abdullah bin Mubarak. He says that, listen, why are you worried about whether Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu is better or Umar bin Abdul Aziz is better? He says, لَتُرَابٌ فِي مِنْ خَرَيْ مُعَاوِيَةٌ خَيْرٌ وَأَفْضَلُ مِنْ عُمَرْ بْنِ عَبْدِ الْعَزِيزِ. He says, the dust in the nostrils of Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, that is far better than Umar ibn Abdul Aziz rahimahullah. Why? Because Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu was no ordinary person. Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu was a great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was privileged to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All our ibadah, all put together, can never match the one ahad of Hazrat Bilal radiyallahu anhu. All the women and all the good deeds performed in this dunya, all put together, can never match the level of Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Why? Because Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha is Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. She is the master. She is the master of the woman. She is the leader of the woman of Jannah. All of our amal, all of our ibadah, all of our youth put together can never match the level of Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, the two leaders of Jannah, the two leaders of the youth in Jannah, Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. Why? Because they were the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and they were the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they enjoyed the suhbah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith said, La tasubbu ashabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not curse my Sahaba. Do not insult my Sahaba. Why? لو أن أحدكم أنفق مثل أحد ذهبا ما بلغ مد أحدهم ولا نصيبا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do not insult my Sahaba. Why? Because if one of you has to spend in the path of Allah, if one of you has to spend gold equivalent to the size of Mount Uhud, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that wouldn't be equivalent to the mud, one utensil or one container, one small container brought as sadaqah or brought in charity by one of my sahabi. No, wala nasifa, no, even half his container. And we all know the Ghazwa of Uhud, and we know the Mount of Uhud. 7 kilometers in length, 3 kilometers in breadth, 300 meters high. But subhanAllah, look what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying. Giving sadaqah, giving gold in the path of Allah, equivalent to the Mount of Uhud does not match, is not equivalent to the mud, the one container that is spent in the path of Allah by one sahabi. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, the idea of today's talk is not to talk about the qualities and attributes of the sahaba in detail. Rather, the idea of today's talk is to focus on the fada'il of the sahaba, the virtues of the sahaba. Why? To create within ourselves the love for the sahaba, to create within ourselves the shauq, the desire, the raghbah, the zeal, and the fervor, to learn that who are these sahaba and how did they become radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. That is why Abdullah ibn Umar, and some say it is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, he says that man kana minkum mustannan falyastanna biman qad mat. He says that whoever wants to follow a path, wants to adopt some path, adopt a methodology, he says, then follow the path of those people who have passed away before you, referring to the Sahaba. Ulaika ashabu Muhammadin. They are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because he says, فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. He says, as for the living, the living could fail in their trials and in their tests. And who is he talking to? Who is he addressing? He's addressing the Tabi'een, the second greatest generation to come after the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. It was the Qarn of the Tabi'een. And among the Tabi'een, there were those Ubbad, those pious worshippers. There were those ulama, they were those scholars, they were those muhaddithin, they were those mufassirin, and he's telling them, فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ. Follow the Ashab Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because they're living. As for the living, لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ, the living could fail in their tests and in their trials. And we know the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very clear, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that a person could be doing the amal of a person, the amal of a jannati, and just before he passes away, this person could get caught up in some evil, and he would do some wrong amal, he will do some evil deed, and that evil deed will land him up into Jahannam. And a person could be doing some bad amal, throughout his life he's doing bad amal, but just before mouth, he does some good amal, and those good amal would then lead him into Jannah. That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all the time, we hear this dua, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made this dua, Ya Muqallib Al-Qulub, Ya Muqallib Al-Qulub, Thabbit Qulubana Ala Deenik. Then all the change of hearts, oh, the change of hearts, Ya Allah, oh, the change of hearts, keep our hearts steadfast on your deen. Keep our hearts steadfast on your deen. And qalb, qalb means heart. Qalb is called qalb because it goes up and down. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that keep this heart steadfast. Don't let this heart waver. Then Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says, Kanu Allah. He says that listen, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in, by Allah, they were afdal hadhi l'umma. They were the best of this ummah, the best of this nation. Wa abarraha quluban. He says they had the most pious of hearts. They had the most pious of hearts. They were the most pious people. No person can compare or compete his piety with that of the piety of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. And then he says, wa a'maqahum ilman. وَأَعْمَقَهُمْ عِلْمًا. And they had the deepest knowledge. They had the deepest knowledge. SubhanAllah, look at the choice of his words. He did not say, وَأَكْثَرَهُمْ عِلْمًا, that the Sahaba had the most amount of knowledge. No. He said that the Sahaba had the deepest knowledge. وَأَعْمَقَهُمْ عِلْمًا. Why? Because probably there were many tabi'een, or many people in the time of the tabi'een, or in tabu tabi'een, the time after the tabi'een, who knew more knowledge than that of the Sahaba. For example, like Bukhari, Imam Muslim and others, they knew the collection of a hadith of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Ali radiallahu anhu. But in the time of the Sahabi knew his ahadith, his collection of a hadith, and the collection of a few other Sahaba radiallahu anhu. But not all of the ahadith. This is why he says, أَعْمَقَهُمْ عِلْمًا, they were the deepest in knowledge, but not أَكْثَرَهُمْ عِلْمًا. And having deep knowledge, having deep faham, having deep understanding, this is a good thing, and this is better than having more knowledge. Why? Because having deep knowledge leads a person to doing correct amal. It leads a person to doing right actions. And if a person is led to doing right actions, this is better than having more knowledge. And the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, this is why we follow them. It's because the Sahaba radiallahu anhum were the most deep in knowledge. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he passed away, Nabi sallam did not leave glamorous buildings, tall, high, lofty buildings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left a simple masjid, al-masjid al-Nabawi. And this masjid was made from mud. And the floor of this masjid was sand. And the roof of this masjid was palm leaves. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not pave roads. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not establish financial networks or businesses. Rather, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam produced a few Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And when we look into the lives of these Sahaba, subhanAllah, there are approximately 124,000 Sahaba. But not all of the 124,000 Sahaba were privileged to be in the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. If we look at Bay'atul Ridwan, there were probably 1,400 Sahaba that they were present. If we looked at Fath Makkah, there were probably 9,000 Sahaba. But towards the latter part of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's life, the year before, in that year that he passed away, many qabail, many tribes came into the fold of Islam, and that is how we have 124,000 Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. But look at them, subhanallah, we are the barakah, we are the natija, the outcome of all of their efforts. Because whichever Sahabi you could take and put him into any part of the world, into any district, into any city, into any town, into any village, that Sahabi took care of his deen, and that Sahabi made da'wah, and he invited others to the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as I said, the idea is to develop within ourselves these qualities. And the idea is to talk about the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to create within ourselves the love for the Sahaba, and for us to read about the Sahaba, so that we can see that how did they become radiallahu anhum wa radu an. Although it is impossible for us to reach the levels of the Sahaba, but if we act like how the Sahaba radiallahu anhum performed in this dunya, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Like that, I would repay and I would reward all of the good doers. What we need to do, and this is a suggestion, what we need to do is, we need to take our personality type, and we need to see our personality type, and see in the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that who from amongst the Sahaba, our personality type is most closely resembles to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, and take those Sahaba as our role models and read their lives, read their hayat, take them as role models and follow them. For example, Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they also had different personality types. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his personality type represents a soft and a merciful side, whilst Umar radiallahu anhu, his personality type represents strictness, and Umar radiallahu anhu, we all know how stern he was on deen. That was the last thing that shaitan would like to ever happen to him, is to see Umar radiallahu anhu. As the Bishan also mentioned in the hadith, that if Umar radiallahu anhu is on the path, if he's on one road, shaitan would take another path to avoid Umar radiallahu anhu. Look at the other Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. If we look at Aisha radiallahu anha from the Azwaj Mutahharat, Aisha, her personality type represents her eagerness, her talab for ilm, her eagerness to study ilm, her inquiries. And we look at Khadija radiallahu anha, she had the attitude of a mature woman. She was basically giving that support to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She was that psychological support to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we look at Abu Dharr radiallahu an, Abu Dharr, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you accepted Islam alone, and you would pass away alone, and you would be resurrected alone. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, we know he came from the Ghifar tribe. And the Ghifar tribe, they were not businessmen like the Tujjar, like the traders of Makkah. Nor were they in agriculture and farming like the people of Medina. So they would earn their sustenance by raiding the caravans. And Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu, he was displeased with this. He didn't like this. So he went away from the Ghifar tribe, and he lived in a desert. And then he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he lived in this desert alone. And now when he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he accepted Islam. And then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him that now make da'wah. He then invited all these people, the Ghifar clan, to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then they all accepted Islam. This was Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. When we look at Abu Darda, he represents Abid. He was a very pious, very, very pious Sahabi. He represents his piety. You look at Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he was known for his ghina. He was a very wealthy Sahabi. Very wealthy Sahabi. Abdul Rahman ibn Auf, he was from the Muhajirin, who migrated from Makkah and came to Medina. And when he came to Medina, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paired him with the Sahabi Sa'd bin Ubadah radiallahu anhu. And we know the incident where he came to Sa'd, and Sa'd offered him as well. But Abdul Rahman bin Auf, he refused. He says, Dullani ala suq, show me the marketplace. And when he was pointed out to the marketplace, he began to do some business. And after a short while, one day Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sees him with a yellow powder on his clothing, with a yellow powder. And this yellow powder is a symbol to show that he made nikah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, oh, Abdul Rahman, what's this yellow powder on you? So he says, no, ya Rasulullah, I made nikah. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, but what was the mahar? Because he was from the fuqara muhajirin that came from Makkah. He was from those who migrated, came from Makkah, who were poor. So in such a short while, we see subhanallah, he says, ya Rasulullah, I gave gold. In such a short while, doing business in the souq of Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him so much of wealth that he could give gold as mahar to his wives. These were the sahaba. Before he passed away, this one incident that's mentioned, that the people of Medina felt a tremble, and then the ground was shaking. So this sahabi, a person asked that why is the ground shaking? So somebody said that the caravan of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf has come from Sham to Medina. And in these caravans there are so many camels. That is why we are feeling this tremor. That is why the ground is shaking. This was the wealth of Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, all of them were sahaba. All of these people were Sahaba. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَبِأَيِّمْ اِقْتَدَيْتُمْ اِهْتَدَيْتُمْ. Whichever of them you follow, you would be rightly guided. Perhaps somebody here would be the Mu'adh bin Jabal, the alim of this ummah. Perhaps somebody here would be the Khalid ibn al-Walid, the mujahid of this ummah. But all of them are Sahaba, and all of them had the best of sifat, the best of qualities and attributes. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the hope of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. We ask Allah to give us the ittiba of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. And we ask Allah to give us the understanding of our responsibility, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the understanding of what is their responsibility in the dunya and how they carried out the responsibility. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.